It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
It's a very good morning to Jeff. G'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Going really well, thank you.
I know you've been catching up on some fishing books this week. What'd you find?
Oh, look, yeah, I'm recovering from a hernia operation, so I've had a bit of spare time on my hands at home.
Yes.
And
I wasn't going to mention that, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a book fanatic, actually, particularly fishing books. I reckon I've probably got about 100 odd in my collection.
Wow.
So I've just been going through reading a bit of a few of them, and there were a few that came up, one in particular for more the novice angler, the 101 Golden Rules of Fishing, put out by ABC Books, but based a bit on English fishing, but a really entertaining and very well presented book, a real keepsake one, but it'd be a great gift for a young angler if anybody can chase it up. The Last Wild Trout by Greg French was another one I had a look at. That was only published late last year. Fishing Around the World for Pure Strains of Trout. Greg's a Tasmanian fisherman, and I found it a really enthralling book. And not sure about the genetic analysis he had on some of the species, but it doesn't really detract too much from the book. Another one was Fish and Tell and Go to Hell.
Great title.
That's a great title, yes. Isn't it? And it's edited by a fellow by the name of Greg Norman, different Greg Norman. This guy's another Canadian. But it's a humorous look at fly fishing in Alberta, Canada. But it could easily be anglers anywhere in the world, really. There's some great fishing stories and anecdotes in there. And the last one's only a small edition, but it's called A Jerk on One End of the Rod, and it plays on that old story that fishing's about a jerk on one end of the rod waiting for a jerk on the other end.
Someone's very creative, aren't they, with their titles?
Yeah, and this one was produced by, written by Robert Hughes, the famous art critic, and he's also author of that Australian history, Fatal Shore, and it's called Reflections of a Mediocre Fisherman, and it's a really interesting read, very well written and produced book once again, so always when you're around the traps, always I like to look in the second-hand bookshops and things like that and pick up these editions. Some are easier to read than others, but, you know, you get how-to books. Some are just fishing stories. Some are scientific investigations, and others are all about the philosophy of fishing, and everyone's got a different take on that.
So you can try second-hand fishing store books or come and see yourself.
Yeah, or you know, that ABC one I bought in the local ABC bookstore, so that was a good pickup.
Good stuff. Something we haven't mentioned before is the illegal fishing hotline.
Yeah, look, this is One Throw Fish, and I've had a couple of calls very recently on this about how it's supposed to work and not work, with a few unusual things happening in a couple of local bodies of water. And One Throw Fish is actually 133474, and it's always handy to have it written down somewhere or have it saved in your mobile.
Yep.
And what you do, if you see someone doing the wrong thing, specifically the wrong thing, you know, they don't want minor stuff, they want the stuff that's pretty significant, and they don't want individuals to interfere because you can get yourself in a bit of strife there, but they want time and date of the activity, if it's currently going on or you saw it last weekend, you know, the specific location, number of people involved, vehicle and or boat registration if you can get it, what the activity was and what equipment was in use. Now, when you ring that number, they'll record all those details and it'll be passed on to the fisheries officers. They won't necessarily be able to respond right at that point in time. They've only got X number of staff, so some people have the expectation that they'll be there straight away. Unfortunately, that can't happen. But if they do get a number of calls about a particular water, they'll work out that they'll come and investigate that and eventually hopefully catch those people are doing the wrong thing. If people are doing the wrong thing, and, you know, we're not talking about one extra rod here or something like that. We're talking about people that have set lines and nets and these type of things. So it's just a handy number to have, and it protects our resource, our fish that are there for everybody, not just a few of these people that want to do the illegal things.
What was the number again? 1-3 fish?
1-3 fish, which is 1-3-3-4-7-4.
Very easy to remember. And where are they biting this weekend?
Look, really good cod up in the Murray between Murrabit and Swan Hill. There's been some great reports there. Whiting and squid are going down in around Queenscliff and Clifton Springs if you get the opportunity to go down that way. Lake Wendaree is still good for trout and a few redfin. Good redfin in Kankurran, Lake Epilock and Lake Purrumbeet at the moment. So they're the go-to waters.
That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again very soon.
Good on you, Sean. Catch you soon.